Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Enhance your CTE programs with AP and the college credited offers. New AP Career Kickstart courses are now available for high schools to adopt for the 2026-2027 school year. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at careerkickstart.org.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
You know, I'm at work. I'm doing my job.
Doing the thing. Getting the money.
Doing the thing.
How you doing, Mo?
I'm good.
Yeah, late night for you last night.
It was a late night.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, man. Dallas Cowboys pretty much season ending loss last night. And
for Monday Night Football, nonetheless.
Yeah, they could have just went ahead and got blown out, so I could have went to sleep. You know, that's the least they could have did.
But, they made it a game?
They made it a game. All the way literally to the end.
I got
to
say something about the Dallas Cowboys, because I got to start watching more football, because the ref from their most recent game has been going viral on social media. Sexy ref.
Who knew
that there was going to be eye candy on the field other than the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
Well, they do change the refs, so we don't get like the same refs every game, so you don't have to watch the Cowboys for the ref. But I do appreciate that.
I love the fact that it's not the game we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the ref.
That's how bad it is. There was an interesting storyline last night, though. I think it was the Cincinnati field goal kicker who just got called up because the original dude, the starter, got hurt. He gets called up. He kicks last night, and his girlfriend is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
I saw that. and when they panned to her after he made one of his kicks, didn't she say something like, thank God?
She did.
Yeah.
Because he's been bouncing around quite a bit from team to team.
Yeah, she needed him to keep a job.
Yeah, how you doing, Kristen?
I'm all right. It's a little sore. Meds are still working. I'm going to do some yoga today to hopefully work out this pulled muscle from, picking up my child like a mother does.
We should take these calls later on. Like, I was doing, you just get to a certain age, you could just move the wrong way, put your hair dryer up. Oh, no. There goes my rotator cuff.
Literally, it wasn't like I was doing anything exciting. I bent over, picked up a child, and twisted to wash his hands, and I was laid out.
Seriously, out for the rest of the season.
Yes. It was an injury season. Season ending. Yeah.
All right. So, Kristen, let's try to figure this out here, because I think you are as confused as everybody else this time of year with who you're supposed to buy gifts for, who are you not, who do you want to acknowledge. You only had so much time and so much money.
Yeah. So, fun fact, Christmas is 2 weeks away.
In case you hadn't
looked at a schedule.
Damn you, Kristen.
I know. And so it's that time of year where you're like, who the F do I buy gifts for? Like, the people who, like they're part of your village, but they're not your core village. So we're not talking about, like, family, immediate family, or close friends, or anything like that. Like, the people who make your life a little easier, a little better, and you want to acknowledge them with a little token of appreciation. It's more of like a thank you gift than a Christmas gift, but, like, now's the right time to do it. So I have a list of people here. And I'm throwing it out there. And obviously, you can always err on the side of, yes, get the gift, be nice, be kind. But when you start to add everything up, like you said, it's like you're going to have to start taking a loan out to show appreciation for the people in your life. So if you have kids, you know these are on there. Your kid's teacher, that's a given, right? You're going to get her a gift. What?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Given? I'm going to be a real Grinch during this list, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to throw it out there. By all means, you weigh in and say, all right, your kid's teacher, get her a little Christmas gift or get her like a little, you know, Christmas treat. Yes or no?
I think a treat, maybe like a gift card to Starbucks and a nice handwritten card. I think that's sufficient.
That's the kind of gift I'm talking about here.
I don't know. I see how much they go above and beyond for the kids. I'm getting them a gift.
Yeah.
They pay for a lot of stuff out of their own pocket. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, my kid's in high school, so he's got six teachers. Sorry.
Yeah. that's where I went next, because then I have, like, Jimmy's in after-school programs. Mm. So do I get the golf dudes something? Do I get his Spanish teacher something? Do I get his art teacher something?
Aren't these the ones that, like, messed up the whole parenting thing when he pooped his pants? I would get them a parenting book. how to treat children for dummies.
That did happen, yes.
Isn't a card sufficient enough for all these extra people?
No, they don't want a card.
No.
You gotta at least get them a gift card.
If you're gonna give them a card, there need to be something inside of it.
Because for a lot of people, you're racking up a lot of money here.
I know.
Yeah.
Then you also have the carpool workers who I see every single day when I pick my kid up.
That's a no.
It's tough. In my head, I almost feel like Starbucks or Dunkin' gift cards, where it's just, here's a cup of coffee on me. Thanks for everything this year.
Just some kind of token of appreciation.
All right. Yeah. Well, so I got three babysitters on the roster. I need to get all three babysitters on there, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. They're taking care of your most precious thing. Well, all those people that you're talking about, really.
Seriously, that's the only ones I would cut.
Really?
Yes.
Babysitters?
I'm like, I pay you. You come in. You do your job. I probably pay you very well because it ain't cheap. And then you leave. Bye.
I don't know. That's a pretty important one
there. So are teachers. Well, and y'all are like, nah.
I'm not putting my babysitter in the same category as the carpool worker.
But I am putting it in, as the teacher who is watching my kid all day and also making sure they get the educational foundation for the future.
All right, so I got babysitters, dog sitters.
No dog sitters. Mm-mm.
House sitter.
No.
Okay.
No.
Then you have the people that, this is not a gift, but like you throw them an extra tip, like a Christmas tip. Like your hairstylist, your esthetician, your nail tech. Are you hooking them up?
Barber, for sure.
Okay.
I gave my hairstylist an extra little boost, and I gave my eyebrow lady some champagne. I was like, thank you for helping me never have to worry about my eyebrows again.
Now, I will say that, to my credit, I'm a very good tipper.
Uh-huh.
So I tip well all year long for those people that are helping me each and every month.
I do, too.
So I don't know that at the end of the year I need to give extra to the extra that I've given all year.
I give a bonus tip. Like, what I have tipped all year, I give them that tip as a thank you for their services.
I do the same every year for my barber.
I tip more if I had the service at that time of year. I'll tip like even more than I normally would. And to me, that's the
that
extra.
Works. Lawn maintenance, cleaners.
Cleaners for sure.
You literally do this for all these people? Or is this theory?
I'm the cleaner right now. No. For the cleaners, it's same kind of thing. Like when they come and do their December clean, I double the tip.
I live in an apartment. I don't have a lawn.
I don't have a lawn, and I'm the cleaner. So I will be bonusing myself this year.
But if you did, would you hook them up?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest with you. And I've had one for years.
We've hit with the garbage man, your mail lady.
The garbage man?
I never thought about that.
Every year, Bart puts something like on top of the garbage can, the last service prior to the holidays for the garbage people.
And they're probably throwing it out. They think it's there.
It's so unusual.
It's some extra trash.
They're throwing out cash.
They hate Bart. He's putting the stuff on top of the trash can, too.
Happy holidays.
We did tip our mail person because it's like always, it's always
the same.
It's always the same person.
Same's here. We have the same mail lady. She loves Jimmy, always waves at him and says hi.
Yeah, they become a neighborhood fixture. And also, y'all have seen my house in our driveway. Like, he would bring packages down to our front door every time. And I'm like, that to me is above and beyond. So I'm going to go above and beyond with a gift card.
Okay.
All right. Everybody's going to be broke again.
Yes.
I do feel like there is a turn, and I want to get into this tomorrow as far as tipping goes. But I do feel like there's some backlash on tipping culture now, more so than there ever has been before.
Yeah, because now you used to just walk up to a counter and pay for something and that was it. But now you pay for it and a screen gets turned around in your face.
Right.
And you're like, are you leaving 15, 18, or 20%?
Yeah.
Sometimes 15 is not even an option. Sometimes it's 18, 20, 25%.
Yep.
Do you know where I went yesterday that had a tipping screen? And I have to tip, like I can't ignore it, was the I went to buy legally some Delta 9 gummies.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in and I tell them exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And she turns around and just, it's literally right behind her, and I buy it. And then I tipped her 15%. And I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, because you were on the Delta 9.
No, I wasn't.
You needed to be.
Yeah.
That's somebody that should get 40%.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.